Good morning, and welcome to Faith in Action, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Genuine faith should cause us to act in a manner pleasing to God. Pastor Craig Smith uses this time to look at different Bible verses and see how we should apply them to our lives. Living like Jesus will help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Today we're looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. This scripture may be very familiar to some of you, but let's dive in it to see what God has to say to us today and discover how we can put our faith into action. Verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." These verses tell us that our salvation is not because of our works, but it is a gift of God. Therefore, none of us can boast or brag about what a great Christian we are. We are all sinners saved by grace, and that salvation is a gift from the Almighty God. Verse 10 goes on to say that God created us in Christ's image that we might do good works. That's the way he designed it from the beginning. Our actions of good works is like a thank you to God for the gift of eternal life. So as we act out good works each day, it's like us saying thank you to God for what he has given to us. Henry Blackaby in his Blackaby Study Bible put it this way: living a life in Christ is to be where he is. It is to know heavenly realities on earth. Nothing is too hard for Christ. Grace means that when Christ lives within us, all that we have and all that we are is his gift. We cannot boast in what he has given. We simply live in gratitude, walking according to his grace. God's grace truly is amazing. Amazing grace. A very familiar song. About 100 years ago, Haldor Lindlinus wrote another song about the wonderful, amazing grace of our God. It goes like this: "Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus, it reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus. It's deeper than the mighty rolling sea. It's higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Let's praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it, I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. For the wonderful grace of Jesus, it reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, making him God's dear child. Purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. For the wonderful grace of Jesus, it reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus. It's deeper than the mighty rolling sea. It's higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain. It's all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, let's magnify the precious name of Jesus. Let's praise his name." As we walk in the grace of God today, let's put our faith into action by doing good works and praising our Savior in appreciation for his wonderful, matchless grace. Have a great day in the Lord.